U.S. manufacturers say the economic recovery now underway is gaining momentum, but that only half of the nearly 3 million industrial jobs lost over the past 3 years of weakness are likely to be restored. The manufacturers also want China to let the market determine the value of its currency. The National Association of Manufacturers believes the worst of the economic slowdown is over. After 3 years of hard times, the association says industrial output is rising and that the gains are likely to accelerate. It expects overall U.S. economic growth of 4% during the remainder of this year. Even though the U.S. economic recovery technically began 2 years ago, the recovery thus far has failed to generate new jobs. The manufacturing sector has been particularly hard hit, but despite recovery, the association doesn't expect any net new jobs until next year. Association President Jerry Jasinowski says his top international concern is China, which should further open its market to imports, stop counterfeiting, and above all, stop, as he put it, rigging the value of the currency by linking it at an artificially low rate against the U.S. dollar.
Just moving forward on the exchange rate removes a 30 to 40% differential, which is essentially killing American manufacturing and American manufacturing workers. We cannot compete with the low labor in China if at the same time we've got to pay a 30% differential on the exchange rate. It's not fair and it's not possible.
Another association official, Frank Vargo, is calling on the Bush administration to aggressively work to complete the free trade agenda of the Doha Round of international negotiations. Mr. Vargo wants the Doha Round to provide more U.S. access to world markets.
And American industrial tariffs, tariffs on manufactured goods coming into the United States, are less than 2%. That's really not a trade barrier. It's barely a speed bump. But we face tariffs of 20, 30, 40% or more in so many countries around the world, the advanced developing countries, for example.
The manufacturers support President Bush's tax cuts, and at the present time, they're unconcerned about the huge government budget deficit, which has doubled in just the past year. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.